Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. What are you going to do today? Will it be a day like every other day? Will you get up and go through a routine you have become comfortable with? Will you wake with the uncomfortable feeling something is missing in your life? This feeling is normal for those who grieve. It's strongest while we are in the depths of grieving. Poet Sarah Orne Jewett expresses this empty feeling in her short poem titled, Missing. Here is her poem. You walked beside me quick and free. With lingering touch, you grasped my hand. Your eyes looked laughingly in mine, and now I cannot understand. I long for you, I mourn for you. Through all the dark and lonely hours, heavy the weight the pall man lift, and cover silently with flowers. The poem's title says it all, Missing. When we are missing someone who was an intrinsic part of our lives, we experience a deep void in our existence. In one way, it might be like going to the fridge in the evening, opening the door, staring at the fridge filled with food, and seeing nothing that can fill your current need. When we feel like this, it's difficult to see anything that's joyful and happy, let alone experience it. When we're in this state, we're not looking for joy and happiness. We much more prefer that joy and happiness discover us. Joy and happiness are not in the searching mode. They sit and wait to be discovered by us. For that to happen, we have to begin to search for them while we hurt. Poet E.E. Cummings suggests we need to be childlike in order to experience joy and happiness. In his poem, May My Heart Always Be Open to Little. Here is his poem. May my heart always be open to little birds, who are the secrets of living. Whatever they sing is better than to know, and if men should not hear them, men are old. May my mind stroll about hungry and fearless and thirsty and supple, and even if it's Sunday, may I be wrong, for whenever men are right, they are not young. And may myself do nothing usefully, and love yourself so more than truly. There's never been quite such a fool who could fail, pulling all the sky over him with one smile. Life is meant for the living. That's the way it is. It is about finding joy in all that surrounds us. I recall walking with my 4-year-old grandson, and he stopped near every oak tree to find the biggest acorn he could find. When we returned home, he had 2 pockets full of acorns. He set them on the kitchen table and then went into his imaginary space and created a game with them. We can't become 4 years old again. We can discover joy in things as small as an acorn if we have a childlike spirit. When we awaken our childlike spirit, we awaken our betterness. When we awaken our betterness, a life-giving energy takes hold of us and infuses us with a robust energy that seeks joy, happiness, and love. It shows us that we will discover joy, happiness, and love, not alone, but in the relationships and interaction with other people. It almost demands of us that we move out of our insular places where we seek comfort and move into a place where there are other people who need us as much as we need them. Joy, happiness, and love are freely given to us. They don't knock at our door. They are outside of our door, waiting for us to embrace them. All we have to do is open our door and step outside. The mystic poet, Meister Eckhart, expresses it well in his poem, The Hope of Loving. Here is his poem. What keeps us alive? What allows us to endure? I think it is the hope of loving, or being loved. I heard a fable once about the sun going on a journey to find its source, and how the moon wept without her lover's warm gaze. We weep when light does not reach our hearts. We wither like fields if someone close does not rain their kindness upon us. Never stop loving. Never darken your childlike spirit. You are meant to live and experience all the joy life can bring. Never quit. Never give up. Good things are coming your way. You know it. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.